This match took place on October 26th, 1997 at the MGM Grand Garden Arena in Las Vegas, Nevada. This is a match without much of an overt story. There's no over-the-top scripted segments, no trash talking, no bad acting or scripted promos. All you have is a Lucha Libre match between two of the greatest Latino wrestlers of all time. Eddie Guerrero was the heel WCW Cruiserweight Champion who wanted to keep his prize, while Rey Mysterio was the beloved underdog challenger. They had faced each other many times in Mexico prior to both coming to WCW. Both of them had reputations for being excellent wrestlers, and now American audience would be exposed to them for the first time. There was also a huge stipulation for this match. Rey Mysterio had to put his mask on the line against Eddie Guerrero's championship. To lose one's mask was considered the ultimate defeat. An unmasked wrestler could never wrestle under that mask again if they lost one of these matches. This brings us to our topic today, Rey Mysterio versus Eddie Guerrero at Halloween Havoc 1997 for the Cruiserweight Championship. Welcome, everybody. My name is Carl Carafell, and I'm joined alongside, yeah, we could almost say my Rewind tag team partner for over 25 years here, Mighty Joe Morin. We've known each other a long time, dude. This is amazing. We're back here with another episode for you, and welcome to Turnbuckle Rewind.
Yeah, absolutely, man. We were just talking before we started recording here, like how there was a show that you were on recently. We're talking about that. It was like over 30 years ago. I'm like, dude, we've been like watching wrestling for a long time.
Right. Oh, my goodness.
But yeah, we've got a banger for you guys this week. We're going back to some WCW during the, suffice to say, I think kind of like the real heyday of WCW in the late 90s, specifically in 1997 with Halloween Havoc. This was a really cool themed show that they did. And alongside this match, which we're talking about, there's a lot of interesting stuff going on this card. Before we get to the match that we're talking about, just looking at the names involved in this particular show, I mean, we got Yuji Nagata, who, I mean, is still going to New Japan to this day. Chris Jericho, yeah. Of course, one of the main guys over in AEW. Gato, who he actually had the match with, currently booking the matches over in New Japan. And of course, we got our match today with Rey Mysterio and Eddie Guerrero, which we're going to get to. Jacqueline, Disco Inferno, Kurt Hennig, of course, Mr. Perfect, Ric Flair, Lex Luger, Scott Hall, Randy Savage, Diamond Dallas Page, Piper, Hogan. I mean, wow. I mean, that's a who's who of, the real kind of heyday of our professional wrestling viewing, especially when it comes to WCW.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, that was star-studded right there. Mm-hmm. And if that, you know, back then you didn't know that it was star-studded, well, you know what? Neither did we, to be honest with you. But now, you know, like 25 years later, looking at this going, wow, look at the stars. The actual Hall of Fame star power that's all part of that event. Unbelievable.
It's interesting when you look at back in retrospective, right? When you know, during the time, with, I mean, these were just the guys. But now, you know, looking back on it now, it's like, wow, it's like these were like people of actually some significance, you know, and outside of just the wrestlers, when we look at the commentary and the other personalities involved, I mean, that's a who's who as well, Carl. We got Tony Schiavone, Larry Zbyszko, who for the longest time, I always thought his name was Larry Nabisco. I always kind of got that wrong. Of course, the world famous Bobby the Brain Heenan. Like I mentioned, Tony Schiavone, who has actually had like a resurgence in commentary. I mean, we love Tony Schiavone. Of course, Dusty Rhodes, who could you can't mistake that voice for anybody else's. And of course, Mean Gene Okerlund. Rest in peace, brother. We miss you.
Yes. Yes.
I miss Mean Again, Gene. I miss
another,
Mean Gene.
Like Hall of Fame class of people. You know, that had such a love and a passion for the business and that really knew, even back then, they knew what they were doing even more than we understood.
Absolutely.
And that's something that I love about doing this program with you, Mighty Joe, is that we can go back and be able to relive these moments and truly feel and understand the amazing talent that was back then that we didn't even realize.
What was cool with this show here as well, Carl, was the venue, the MGM Grand Garden Arena. This has been the venue for several professional boxing matches, mixed martial arts matches. I mean, this is a very well-known, very prestigious venue. So the fact that WCW, to the best of my knowledge, you know, ran here a fair amount, pretty damn cool. Basically, we're in Vegas, baby, for this type of thing, for a Halloween Havoc. Pretty damn cool. Now, when we start getting into the, because I loved your monologue this week, and you had mentioned, you know, with Ray and Eddie being two of the best Latino wrestlers of all time, I'm going to go as far as saying, you know, not to take anything away from Rey Mysterio, I love Rey Mysterio, but I'm looking specifically at Eddie Guerrero here, Carl. Before we get into the actual breaking down the match, I think that, so for me at least, and I think you may possibly agree, I know there's some competition there for you, and some of our listeners may agree, Eddie was not one of the best Latino wrestlers of all time. He was one of the best wrestlers all stop. I mean, when it comes to the in-ring work, when it comes to the character work, I mean, dude, there are few that did it better than he did.
I can't disagree with that. I definitely cannot
so
disagree
good.
With that.
So that's good.
Yeah. Yeah. And unfortunately, we lost Eddie Guerrero way too soon. Rest in peace, Pappy. Yeah, and just something that really, really hits you. It definitely does. And I wish we could have got more of Eddie Guerrero because, like you said, I would put Eddie, I'm going to go conservative and I'm going to say within my top 10.
Yeah.
But he definitely would be. And I mean, that's top 10 out of what, like 100,000 different wrestlers that have been out there that we've seen over the years. That says something.
He's in my top five. I've boosted him up that high. I hold him in that high of esteem. That's why when you picked this match, dude, I was so happy because, I mean, getting to watch an Eddie Guerrero match, thankfully there's quite a few of them. Like you said, unfortunately we're not going to have any more Eddie Guerrero matches, but thankfully the ones that we can look back on are so good, and this is definitely one of the best ones. Let's get into the actual match here, Carl, because I'm stoked to watch this again. I've already watched it a couple times before we actually recorded this week because I was that stoked for this one.
And this matchup here actually happened a little early on the card. So if you're watching along at home, you can go to the WWE Network and find the Halloween Havoc show. And you're looking at time marker about 28 minutes and 30 seconds in. So if you want to follow along, if you're listening to the audio and want to watch the action as well, that's where you can find it. WWE Network, or if you're in the United States on Peacock, and you can take a look at about 28 minutes and 30 seconds. That's where it starts. So let me hit the good old play button on this. And for those of you that have not seen the show before, we just got to let you know that there is no audio of the show. But it will just be Mighty Joe and I talking about this show.
Yeah, unfortunately, due to copyright restrictions, we can, which is unfortunate, but to do the best that we can here. Notable thing right off the hop here, Carl, with Rey Mysterio's attire coming out, it was like a whole one piece kind of a thing, which I thought was it was different and unique.
It definitely was different. That's something that we really hadn't seen too much of from Rey Mysterio before. But this was fantastic for this. Purple color with some black highlighted tones inside of there. And you got to remember, this was Halloween Havoc. So you had to kind of have that that big time type of look to you, which was just amazing.
And of course, my man, Eddie Guerrero coming out, being just the mannerisms, the attitude. I mean, this is how you portray yourself as the villain in a wrestling match. Dude, it's so awesome to watch this stuff. And another thing I have to make note of, again, you know, due to how we are these days, seeing the crowd, and like we'd mentioned, the MGM Grand Garden Arena, they had about 12,500 people there for this. But I guess just because of how the venue is and just the way that, you know, they have the crowd and stuff on the floor, I mean, it looks like much more than that. Like, that place looks packed, and it was.
Yeah, it looks like there's 80,000 people there.
It's absolutely fantastic, man. It's a great venue. But again, just watching Eddie walk out to the ring, just like you knew, it just like it's on. And like you had mentioned in your opening here, Carl, no BS, no unnecessary energy wasting time. Just these were just two guys that let's just get it on, right? That's just what it felt like.
And that's all that was needed, because the two guys could work that well together. I do want to make a quick note here. We just saw Rey Mysterio go outside of the ring, and he was wearing a second mask around his neck as he came down to the ring, and he gave that mask to someone in the crowd. One of the kids in the front row got that mask from Rey Mysterio, which was just a phenomenal thing to see. And again, you know, Eddie was the heel, and we're playing into that that babyface type of role. What better way to do that than to give somebody your mask?
Yeah, and just the unfortunately, you know, like I said, you know, you guys, hopefully you guys are watching this along with us, and you get to hear like Eddie's voice. Just it was always interesting. Just like I don't know how to even put it into words. Like, just it sounded like he was just the tone of his voice. Like, just it was so believable. And then, dude was not only able to suck you in with that. I mean, he was just, these guys were just amazing in the ring. Like, already, like we're to the outside, and we're on.
We're only like unreal. 2 minutes into this matchup, and it has been like just a fantastic show of athleticism with a fast paced type of match already. There was no, like we said, there was no BS. There was no, you know, nothing needed like that. The two of them just went in there. There was no, you know, dance around the ring for 3 minutes before we actually have a collar and elbow tie up. None of that. It was just, let's get to the action.
Yeah.
And let's show these people what we can do as Lucha Libre Latino professional wrestlers.
And we did see one just right there, one of Eddie's kind of signature moves, kind of like a going like over the rope, like flipping kind of senton and kind of getting back on his feet. That was kind of one of his signature moves. And again, and one of my big takeaways from this match here, Carl, and again, just makes it so believable with that strike right there, is that there are some quote-unquote spots in this match. I know if you're listening on, you guys are listening on audio, you can't see me doing the finger quotations. There are some spots in this match, but because these guys were so good at working together, you can't like just say, okay, you know, this is, it doesn't feel rigid, right? Like, you can see where the spots happen, but they flow between. There wasn't like periods of like, oh, it's like, okay, I'm waiting for you to get into position. These guys knew each other so well that the whole match just flows. It's really something to see.
It definitely is. And I want to mention to everybody as well that if you're watching this, there is no issue happening with your video. Yes, there are times where it looks normal, and then there are times where it looks like somebody hit the fast forward button because they're moving so quickly. Yeah. That was legit. They were moving that quick.
For sure. And it's what I like too, is both guys were really good at this. And it's a big criticism that I have of a lot of younger and up and coming. Here we go with Eddie trying to already remove the mask, being the bad guy. Love it.
Trying to rip it.
But is that these guys don't just bounce right back when they take like a very impactful move. They both make it believable, and just and these guys could just like race through all the stuff, which I mean they do to a certain extent. But when something really kind of significant happens, it's not like a bounce right back and I got to hit you with my next and to get my shit in, for lack of a better term, right?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I mean, this was just a pure show of real wrestling. You know, being able to have that time where you're selling it properly to kind of make it more believable, right? Like that's the biggest thing. You wanted people to believe what they were seeing was true,
yep.
And they both, because of that, because of them taking that extra 15 seconds to sell the move, made it that much more believable. Just like we saw right there with a backbreaker, yep. Eddie Guerrero giving Rey Mysterio a backbreaker over his knee. Mysterio arched his back and made it look believable, made it look like he just got the crap kicked out of him and his back was broken. Like, yeah.
And even going for a cover and a pin, like a heel kind of would, like almost kind of like in a disrespectful manner. And one thing you notice too, with Eddie being the bad guy in this match, and he wasn't a bad guy in a lot of matches, is that he wouldn't necessarily pander to the crowd,
right?
And he could have, but he didn't, because I mean Eddie was that good that he knew what he was doing when it comes to that.
That's right. I mean Eddie Guerrero just using his voice and his mannerisms while, you know, doing a promo or walking down to that ring, people already hated him. He didn't need to pander to the crowd, as you say, for them to still dislike him. No, they didn't need to do that because they already disliked him that much that he didn't have to do any of that, which was amazing.
For sure, and I want to make sure that I don't take anything away from Rey Mysterio as well. I know I'm throwing a lot of praise towards Eddie Guerrero, and rightfully so. But I mean, when it comes to luchador wrestlers as well, I mean, several people have been, because I mean, Rey's been around a lot longer than I think a lot of people realize, and just how damn good that he is. I mean, lately in WWE, I mean, he's still kind of doing some stuff, but it's not as significant as a lot of his earlier work, because I mean, especially during this and then his first run in WWE, I mean, dude was like, he, when it comes to Mexican luchador wrestlers, it is hard to find somebody as good as Rey Mysterio and as loved by fans and other talent alike.
Definitely, for a lot of people, Rey Mysterio. Eddie Guerrero ripping that mask, almost fully exposing Rey Mysterio's face here. Rey Mysterio, for a lot of people, was their first real experience with a Lucha Libre wrestler.
Yep.
Right? So, I mean, for a lot of people, you know, like there was the CMLL and there was AAA and all these other companies that were out there, but they were broadcast usually just in Mexico. It wasn't anything that was really brought to North America in the sense of the United States and Canada. So we really didn't get to see very much of that. So, but then when Rey Mysterio came in, it was a whole new thing that people were exposed to. And yeah, I'm glad that Rey Mysterio was able to get onto these types of platforms with WCW and with the WWE to be able to open up people's eyes a little bit more to the Lucha Libre wrestling.
Yeah, and what was interesting too is that these guys largely kind of got their start in ECW, and then drew the attention of WCW, and then, you know, they brought them in to really be that showcase, you know, part of their cruiserweight division, which they were very, very good at doing on Monday Night Nitro and whatnot. But you had mentioned like CMLL and whatnot. I mean, during this time period, I mean, that stuff was there, but it was really hit and miss. Like I remember, like specifically, I think it was CMLL and AAA to a certain extent, where you would occasionally see it on cable television, but it was always like an ungodly hour. It'd be like at like 12 midnight or 2 o'clock in the morning. Like you would have to like go out of your way if you wanted to watch some Mexican wrestling. And for me, I know we're getting off slightly on a side topic with this match going on, but I will always remember just like that over the top like commentary with those Mexican announcers. Like it was like it was worth almost the price of admission just for that. Like it was crazy. It was like watching like a soccer match with these guys. But definitely cool.
And it still is today.
Yeah, well, yeah. It's crazy.
It's still the same today, definitely, with the Lucha Libre wrestling in Mexico. Still very much so over the top. And, I mean, Eddie and Rey Mysterio both brought that over the top, which was amazing. And I loved that, especially about these two guys here, that they were able to bring in that Lucha Libre and still kind of stay to the roots of it while bringing it to, you know, the Americas and to Canada. And like, it was just fantastic because it was something a little bit different. It wasn't just your Hulk Hogan, your Ultimate Warrior, your Goldbergs, your anybody like that, right? It wasn't even your Sting, who, you know, a whole other personality on top of that. This was just... So if you're watching along with us, we both just felt that pain. For everyone that's just listening right now, Eddie Guerrero went to do a baseball slide into Rey Mysterio's face as he was hanging on the top rope. Rey Mysterio picked himself up and Eddie Guerrero slid and his legs went around the ring post. Ouch. I mean, these two guys were able to stay to the roots of Lucha Libre wrestling and bring us something a little bit different, which was amazing.
For sure. And to go along with that too, because when I look about these matches too, especially WCW, when it comes to the actual physical ring, I've always loved the look and the sound of a WCW ring. And another thing to make note of with this particular one, I don't know how often they did it, but maybe it was to help with that spot that happened with Eddie at the post, is that the posts were actually padded with like a Slim Jim type of a thing there. So maybe to help protect the family jewels in that spot, but I don't know. Like I said, I don't know how often they use that, but something that I had noticed right off the hop. And like I said, dude, I always loved the look and the sound of that WCW ring. So I always love looking back on these. And again, like just said, this whole event, like I want to go back and watch this whole show now. So, which I will.
Right? Yeah, no, definitely. Yeah. Like WCW back at that day, that time, I mean, 1997, you know, like anywhere from like 95 on WCW was just amazing, fantastic, and it's because they had different things going on. So right? It was that little bit of different.
So we just saw like one of the most incredible moves I see, and it was like Ray going to the outside into like a Hurricane Rana, which is like a, I guess, still can be termed like the Frankensteiner. And then, you know, Eddie not just like bouncing right back up after, like I said, he took like a move and like he was like had his head up against the fence and like it was just dude, this is like a pleasure to watch. We go with the cover. Man, it's just like it's instead that
It's so hard to be able just to like even talk about this matchup because you're just watching it. And you're so invested in what's happening that you don't even want to talk, but we have to. What's going on here? Oh my goodness!
The one thing I did notice is we just moved away from the hard cam, and one thing I will say that there's a similar to Christopher Daniels with the Arabian moonsault off the rope there. But one of my takeaways from this, and really kind of my only negative thing here, and it has nothing to do with the guys in the ring or the production or anything like that. There are some people at ringside on the hard cam almost seemingly not paying attention to this match. What are you people doing? They're looking off to the side. They're like talking to each other. I'm like, you're literally watching two of the best of all time, like have one of their best matches of all time. And you're just like, these people clearly are not seeing what we're seeing.
Right. But again, that goes back to, you know, we realize that now. That isn't something that we really would have realized back then.
Exactly.
And again, this was such a different style that people really didn't understand it, right? So until, you know, more and more and more of this stuff started happening, it really wasn't something that was understood.
Mm-hmm. Plus, a lot of the people were in all honesty, probably here to see, you know, Piper versus Hogan or Savage versus Page, you know, some of the main events, right?
Yeah.
To be perfectly honest with you. Because, I mean, again, this is back in the day where we had, like, true main event matches. Not to say, not to take anything away from the match, because this is still one of my favorite matches of all time. But because we had the card kind of, like, structured that way to where we were building towards a main event, right? But but these guys, I mean, arguably stole the show. I mean, it's even hard to say that. And I hear, like I talked about earlier, this is obviously a spot that was planned to happen in the match, but they flowed right into it. It wasn't like, okay, you know, I'm waiting for you to get into this position. Again, this comes just with the experience with these two guys, because these guys work together a lot. So
yeah, they did. Yeah, I mean, like I said, I mean, down in Mexico, these guys really had lots of matches together, so they knew each other.
Wow.
And then this was... Ooh.
Wow.
What did we just witness?
There we go.
We just saw the finish of the match as we're talking, as we're discussing.
It was crazy.
We just saw. And right, I'm lost for words right now.
Joe,
explain to us what just happened here, what this spot was, because you were talking about this spot, the setup and everything. Talk about this spot going right to that finish.
They were up on the corner, and Eddie was clearly going for some kind of move, and then Ray reversed it, and then it was almost kind of reversed again in midair, and then they land on the mat, and then Ray kind of like folds Eddie over to get the pin using like some leverage, right? Which, I mean, would make sense, especially in that position if you're going to reverse to try and pin it to kind of steal a win there. And he did it. And you know, Eddie just like just pissed after. Eddie still being the professional, being the bad guy, and just, I mean, that was the way that ended was it made perfect sense with what was going on. It was great. You know, Ray trying to protect, you know, losing that mask, right? He knew he had to resort to some desperate tactics, and it worked.
It definitely did. And you talk about Eddie being that heel after Rey Mysterio won. He's got the championship, and he's, you know, holding up that championship. And then Eddie goes and hits him in the back. After that that win, right? And I mean, that's phenomenal. That's the way to continue to show that you are that heel professional wrestler.
Yeah, it's just it's like, again, like that's a match I can never get tired of watching. And what's interesting with this here, Carl, and I'm hoping that maybe we'll cover this match, you know, or even have a chance to go back and watch this show again, but after Halloween Havoc, they did their next paper was, of course, the World War III deal where they did like the three rings. I'm hoping maybe we'll cover one of those at one point, because that was a kind of a unique thing at that point. And one thing with this match too, again, you know, we didn't kind of get to hear it right now as we were kind of looking back on it. But another big takeaway is that commentary team of Shivani, Heenan, and Dusty Rhodes was actually really, really good. And I wish that those guys would have actually done a little bit more together. They did a fair amount, but it was a really interesting dynamic with those three guys. You know, you have Shivani being kind of, I guess you could say he was kind of like the straight man, and Bobby being Bobby.
Right.
And of course, Dusty Rhodes with one of the most recognizable voices in the world of professional wrestling. When Dusty opens his mouth and starts talking, you know exactly who you are listening to. So I just wanted to make note of that.
That's right,
of course,
Daddy.
Yeah, for sure. And they also, it wasn't in this match, but Nick Patrick was also a referee for the majority of the matches. And another one of those guys that I think we may have mentioned before, that he was one of those guys that really kind of like stood out as a referee in WCW. Like, he was almost like a character in himself, but not to the point where it was, you know, stealing the show, which a referee shouldn't be.
That's right.
So
yeah, we're not going to mention names.
Nope, we won't at this point. Yeah. At some other point, maybe we can if we want to delve into some to some silliness. But yeah,
you know where you find all of that stuff. You find all of that stuff over on our other show, Turnbuckle Talk.
Absolutely,
that's where you find that.
We'll definitely broach that topic there. So coming out of this here, Carl. Of course, I mean, you had mentioned it earlier on. you know, Eddie's career was tragically cut short. But like I said, you know, his the body work is there. There's lots. I mean, I don't think I've ever seen a bad Eddie Guerrero match. I'm sure there probably were some where there were some misses and whatnot, but he was able to mask it up so well. And of course, I mean, Rey Mysterio. I mean, what can you say about Rey Mysterio? And I don't mean that in a bad way. I mean, mean that in a tremendously good way. You know, I mean, his recent run like in WWE, like I said, you know, has left kind of a lot to be desired. But everything before that, you know, his winning world championship as essentially like a cruiserweight, you know, and of course, like for me, my favorite time with him though was in WCW. Now, when I think of the matches like Ultimo Dragon and all those guys, I mean, just fantastic.
And absolutely. Against like Dean LeMank.
Dean Malenko.
Yep.
For sure, man. It's, those were like some epic matches.
Yeah.
And they faced off a lot on Nitro, and they were really tasked to kind of keep the flow in the show going. And, you know, they did that very, very well. They weren't just like they're filling a spot. They would arguably steal the show sometimes.
Yeah, it's true. So, it's true.
So for sure, man. All right. Well, I guess that about wraps up here for this week here, Carl. But before we do go, of course, we want to make sure and thank our friends over at Love Wrestling again for giving us this wonderful platform to look back on our favorite matches of all time.
As you've always heard on this program, go and check out lovewrestling.ca. That's where you're going to find not only this show, but a plethora of other shows as well, which is just fantastic. The website looks amazing. Go and check out lovewrestling.ca. They have things even broken down there into videos. We are underneath the podcast section. So make sure you go and check out lovewrestling.ca. And with some exciting news, I'm going to throw this over to Mighty Joe to talk a little bit about this new sponsor.
Become the best version of yourself with RK Athletics. Whether it's by losing weight, building muscle, or performing at a high level, RK Athletics is here to help you build your confidence in life uninhibited. Check out RK Athletics on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at RK Athletics 1 to learn more about in-person and online personal training. RK Athletics, become the best version of yourself and live your life to the fullest.
All right, Carl, well, that wraps up here for this week, and we'll see you guys on the next one.
And we love wrestling. Wrestling.